Ryan Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, so I heard from Janet. She wanted to get her coworker Alyssa a Brian Bellbuster for her birthday. And Alyssa is in charge of hiring the Santa for the office Christmas party.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I called as the Santa she may have hired, and I may or may not take off my Santa suit.
Human Resources, this is Alyssa.
Hi, this is Chris Kringle. I believe you have hired me to come and entertain at your Christmas party.
Yes. Hi.
Glad we're all confirmed. It should be a very good time.
I'm very excited.
What exactly will you need me to do at this party?
Basically, it's just like an office Christmas party. So, hand out the bonuses, joke around with people, ask them what they want for Christmas, that kind of thing.
Okay, now I will need some time to set up. My crew will come in and they'll have all the, you know, the stage and spotlights and some strobe lights. We have a big show and you want some Christmas music, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. I don't think we need the whole show. Like, you can just, like, sit in a chair and...
Oh, no. When you hire me, you hire a full-on, big-time production. We've got the fake snow machine, got the fog machine. I'll bring in my inflatable reindeer. Everybody can ride those around. That's a lot of fun.
I don't think it's really necessary, but...
We'll need to make sure there's enough room to put in the 15-foot-tall North Pole. Big North Pole that we'll perform on.
I'm not really quite sure why you have to perform on a pole.
We've got a whole routine that we do. Myself, and I've got Rudolph, of course. He'll be coming, and Frosty. We perform to some of your favorite classic Christmas songs. You know, the naughty or nice list?
Uh-huh.
This is very naughty. Very naughty list.
Really?
Generally, we don't have people sit on our laps, but we'll come around to all the ladies in the audience and sit on their laps for you.
I don't think we need that.
You know, you've heard Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. Well, that's pretty much what we, once the music starts going and the strobe lights, and that's why we need the pole, because a couple of my guys are trained pole dancers, and they'll really start spinning. Is everyone going to have singles?
you know what? We don't need any of this. This is probably not for our office.
Oh, no. Once you see the show, it's really a spectacular sight to behold. You know, because I do start out in the big red suit, you know, but once that starts coming off, I don't jiggle like a bowl full of jelly. Well, let me tell you that, okay?
Oh, boy. Okay. You know what? This really isn't necessary. I think maybe we...
Now, my Rudolph, he comes out and he's got the Rudolph outfit, but, you know, his nose is not what glows red. I will tell you that much, just so you're not that surprised.
Okay, I'm sorry. What are you guys doing?
We'll need it nice and warm in the room as well, because, you know, once we start taking everything off, we don't want to get too cold. And actually, Frosty the Snowman, when you watch that snow melt away, you're all in for a big surprise.
No. We don't need any of that.
I've already got your deposit you sent over and the contract and everything, right?
I guess that's gone. But I don't think that we need that. But thank you so much.
We are the best Christmas adult show in the business. I think everyone in your office will really enjoy the show, especially Janet. Janet will really like this show.
How do you know Janet?
Well, you know, Alyssa, Janet called me. This is Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show. This is a Brian Bellbuster.
Oh,
she wanted to say happy birthday, and she knows what a pain it is booking up this Christmas party for the office.
I'm going to kill her.
So you don't need a dancing Santa?
God. Oh, God, no. No, that's terrifying because I didn't think of. Oh, my goodness.
Well, happy birthday, and good luck with your actual Santa and office party.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show.
Thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.